Hello, lovely people. It's Friday. Fri-yay. Hope the 4th was with you yesterday. Wishing you a happy Cinco de Mayo today. I do want to apologize, though. I forgot about your word Wednesday. Reporting from Miami, everything was a bit higgledy-piggledy. So today, I promise to work something you posted on my social media into this show. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, and we start with the alleged drone attack on Russia's Kremlin. The Kremlin is a complex located in the center of Moscow, and it's often used to refer to the Russian government. Check out this video, appearing to show two drones flying towards the Kremlin early Wednesday morning, exploding on its dome. Russia claims Ukraine sent the drones to kill Russian President Vladimir Putin. They say nobody was killed or injured in the alleged attack, and the Kremlin spokesperson says Putin wasn't in the building. Here's Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky responding to these allegations.
We don't attack Putin or Moscow. We fight on our territory. We are defending our villages and cities. We don't have, you know, enough weapons for this.
Now, Russia then claimed that the United States was involved in the attack. But on CNN, John Kirby, the coordinator for strategic communications at the National Security Council in the White House, denied U.S. involvement and accused President Putin's spokesperson of lying.
I would just tell you, Mr. Peskov's lying. I mean, that's obviously, it's a ludicrous claim. The United States had nothing to do with this. We don't even know exactly what happened here, Caitlin, but I can assure you the United States had no role in it whatsoever.
U.S. officials have also said they were still assessing this incident and had no information about who might have been responsible if there was an attack. 10-second trivia. Charles III is now the King of the United Kingdom. But who's next in line for the throne? Prince Harry, Prince William, Prince George, or Princess Charlotte? Prince William, the eldest son of King Charles, is on deck to be the next king. Earlier in the week, we told you about the big event happening this Saturday at Westminster Abbey in London, the coronation of King Charles III and his wife, Camilla, Queen Consort. Charles III has been the heir to the British throne for 70 years, but ever since his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, passed away in September, preparation for this historic event has been in overdrive. Expect lots of pomp and circumstance in this highly anticipated tradition. But things have changed quite a bit since Queen Elizabeth's coronation way back in 1950s. The new leader of the British monarchy is facing a completely different Britain. And with changes in societal demographics, minority ethnic groups rising, and more religious diversity in the nation, questions have been raised about the relevance of the monarchy in today's modern UK. Our Bianca Nobilo has more for us from London.
And happy indeed by the revelers who welcome Britain's coronation year in Piccadilly.
The longest interlude between two coronations in British history. Decades of demographic, religious and societal change raising questions about the relevance of the monarchy today. 1953 was full of post-war joie de vivre and excitement about a new young queen.
They've come to seek work in Britain.
Despite waves of historic migration, Britain in the 1950s was overwhelmingly white, Christian, and divided along class lines in society and the halls of power. Today, three of the four great offices of state, including the Prime Minister, are from minority backgrounds. 20% of the population today are from ethnic minority backgrounds too, and rising. Many from countries subject to exploitation in the former British Empire.
The monarchy itself has to find a respectful and humble place for itself without pretending that it doesn't have all of its privilege, all of its history, and all of its baggage.
Though crumbling slowly after the Second World War, Britain was still stratified along class lines in the 1950s.
The Ermintails denote rank. A duchess, for example, wears four robes.
Modern Britain is in many ways allergic to the idea of inherited privilege. Society at least strives to be egalitarian. But a recent poll commissioned by the BBC, Britain's national broadcaster, suggests that King Charles might have a problem appealing to young people, 38% of whom said that they would support an elected head of state. And indifference might be a problem too. 78% said they weren't interested in the royal family.
I think it's definitely time to rethink, and I know a lot of people loved Queen Elizabeth, and I don't think that same fondness is there for King Charles.
The monarch, since the 16th century, is also titular head of the Church of England. In 1953, the majority of the country was Christian.
Today, it is half that, with the number of non-religious and non-Christian faiths rising each year, with multi-faith leaders playing a role in the coronation for the first time.
King Charles, who has declared himself to be defender of all faiths, was honoured here at Britain's largest mosque ahead of the coronation. So could this be an opportunity for all the communities in Britain to come together?
Within Islam, we're taught that part of your faith is loyalty to your nation. And we also know that the coronation is part of history of this nation. And as citizens, we respect that history.
The coronation is a litmus test for how King Charles will be received by 2023 Britain and whether enthusiasm, apathy or opposition to the monarchy will shape his reign.
The Met Gala, the annual fundraising gala benefiting the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute in New York City, has traditionally been timed to mark the opening of its annual fashion exhibition. Well, today's story getting a 10 out of 10, the cockroach who crashed the red carpet. Jeannie Mose has more.
With so many celebs at the Met Gala dressed up like designer Karl Lagerfeld's cat, it's a wonder a cockroach dared to scurry up the red carpet.
No!
But there it was, getting treated like a celebrity.
Get a photo! Kevin, get a photo!
Variety captured a Getty photographer blinding the roach with his flash, a roach that made people, which called it the surprise star of the 2023 Met Gala. Others called it best dressed. It arrived fashionably late, showing up before the last guest, Rihanna. Naturally, someone had to ask about its outfit.
What are you wearing?
But fashion was a subject this roach wouldn't broach. It disappeared, only to reappear on the banister. You'd think it was a raft instead of a roach, the way the crowd reacted. Photographer Kevin Mazur at one point jokingly pretended to stomp on it. Then accidentally kicked it around, but that didn't stop it. And then Variety tweeted out the alarming news. It is with deep sadness that we must report the Met Gala cockroach was stepped on. And thus does it join other bugs.
It's coming from the health sector. Holy, I just swallowed a bee.
That have given their lives so very publicly.
Nice.
We will remember you, you fleet-footed fashionista with panache, smashed on the red carpet.
Poor fella, rest in pieces. No time for melancholy, though. It's a fantastic Friday, and today's winners for Your Word Wednesday vocabulary submissions are at Kara J. Cochran, repping Villa Madonna Academy, melancholy, a noun or adjective meaning a feeling of pensive sadness. And Mr. Vise's and Miss Schweitzer's class at Bridge Valley, their word was higgledy-piggledy, an adjective meaning involving confusion or disorder. Well done. Special shout-out is going to Jefferson High School in Sioux Falls, South Dakota today. We see you. This has been an awesome week, and we've been learning and laughing and uplifting each other. I want you to have an awesome weekend, everyone. And remember, you are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.